This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Thabiso Mahlatsi, and you're listening to Belighted with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central.
That is right. Ha, here we are on a Monday morning. Welcome to Belighted with Rami and Romeo, bringing you some of the bestest people to engage with. And of course, when I say bestest people, I'm just going to start with myself and Romeo, because I just think we are the it. We are like the people to be associated with. Okay, let me not start that. Hello, Maromza.
Morning, Ramsta.
How are you?
I'm awesome, man. I'm awesome. I had to leave you there too. You must listen attentively.
You know what I'm saying? I was already like doing,
you know,
like
after such a long time, you actually said we. Usually
yes,
you start
I did.
The show by I.
Yes, I know, because you always complain. So I had to like put it in kamotlokong gore. I have to say we.
Yeah.
But anyway, I am telling the truth, because I think we've got one of the most beautiful shows here on Cliff Central.
Mm.
I'm sure other people who are listening will beg to differ, but I believe
They won't beg to differ. We should actually, can you ask Puleng to actually comment on that?
No, obviously Puleng will always comment on that.
So Puleng must tell us.
And Maromza, how was your week? How has your week been?
Hey man, it's really hectic. I mean, I think the realization that time waits for no man. If anything is going to happen in your life, you got to stand up and do it yourself.
That is true.
And one of the things that I actually realized and tweeted was that you need to create your own crowd if anything is going to happen to you. Because everybody else is busy protecting theirs. You know, see how easy or difficult it is for you to hear that so-and-so is hosting an event or doing something, and then you go to them and say, can I please come and perform, or can I please come? And they'll probably give you the runaround. It's not as easy as 5 years ago, where someone would say, hey, bona man, we're doing this thing. Do you want to do something? People don't offer that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe at the same time, they feel, you know, this is my crowd. Why should I, you know, I struggle to put the event together, put all the money and all that, when you must just come and perform.
Yeah, but I also think in the same breath, Maromza, I think there are a whole lot of people who as well like to collaborate, who are big on that. I am big on that. I believe that, you know, it doesn't matter how awesome you may be, but you are going to need people to come and shine on your shine. It's okay to give people a platform to shine on your shine. And I think that is like an old school kind of culture, but I think we need to you know, reinforce it, remind people that that's how most of us got work, because I would never tell you of any work that I got just by being me alone.
Mm. Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
Most of them, yes, I can say I got maybe a particular role on TV, but it was also because someone else referred me. Someone else said, I know you want to give the role to Matsidiso, but rather give it to Rami.
But you know? I wanted us to take it one step back. Many times you see the bad thing about doing good things is that you are taught not to count, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you're going to do something good for someone, obviously don't remind them or, you know, throw it in their face when you need them to do you a favor.
Yeah.
But at the same time, do you ever sit down to evaluate and check, you know, I'm doing so much good, and how much good is coming back to me?
Yeah.
Because I find that, unfortunately, the culture of Joburg is we live with people who are happy to take and less in giving.
Yeah.
And then always, you know the routine. People calling you because now they know you've got a ticket.
Yeah.
People calling you because they know you've got the scoop.
Yeah.
People calling is like, oh, I was thinking about you, my friend.
You're
anyway,
like, don't like.
By the way, I hear you are going there or doing that.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but you see, all I'm saying is, I think also it looking at our generation, I think our generation, you know, our age group, we believe in collaboration. But then, looking at the younger generation, is it also still the case?
Yeah.
You know,
I get
where,
what you mean.
Yeah. So you kind of like, it's easier for you to do something with Thabiso or Romeo because we've got a rapport. We've got a relationship for many years.
Yeah.
But then if somebody completely out of nowhere, you don't know them, you've never met them, and they come and say, no, I hear you're doing this event, can I please come and do this? How easy is it to actually say?
No, I think it's difficult because, I've got absolutely I've got no issues with people doing that. I mean, yes, some people, as much as we'd like to dispute that fact, some people are there to take and some people are there to give. I love giving. And yes, sometimes you forget, okay, I've done this, I've done that. I never expect someone to give it to me back. But when it happens, I get pleasantly surprised when someone gives back to me. I'm like thinking, wow, they actually did something nice for me. But what I want to say also is that it's easy for us to do that because when you're a relationship builder, like I don't think it would be easy for me to do something with someone that I don't know because I don't know what their intentions are, you know. I don't know what their plans are. And yeah, once in a while you get a hit and run kind of a thing, you know. I mean, it's life. You're gonna get people are gonna be there in your life for long. You're gonna have one night stands. You're gonna have a fling.
And you know what I like? I was actually thinking that, and I knew you were gonna say it.
What one night stand?
I got right in now. I'm that guy. I'm trying to stay clean. And I'm like, hey, one night stand, mother. Probably can she say
but
it?
But I will say it.
You get away with it.
I will get away with it.
Yeah.
Mother, you know what? Come talk about one. You know what? I actually deserve a one night stand now. I deserve it. I think I've worked very
I've
hard.
I've opened a can of worms.
I've worked very hard. Yeah. But today on the show, guys, you know, Romeo will just like tell you. We're talking about other things altogether. But today, you know, because this is the last Monday.
Yes, of Women's,
Women's Month.
Yes.
And I was thinking, actually, instead of bringing a guest in and focusing on one person, we can do our own top 10. But with the way we talk, I doubt that we'll count to 10. And we are going to randomly do it. Yeah. We don't have a list. Listen, guys, we don't have a list. We're just going to talk about 10 people that come randomly in our heads.
Right.
And then we'll say, this
just
is
for this month, or
just for
just
for today, they're gonna form part of our top 10 because I didn't want us to overthink it. Because once you overthink it, you start trying to weigh your option. Or maybe Rami. Then no, Mara Rami is too young. Maybe let me go older. Then now you want to go to Busimhlongo, you know, like basically what I mean. But I'm just saying, like we are going to go like cold on it. And do top 10 women, influential women. It would be lovely if they are alive. Let's try to see if we can do women who are still living.
Is there a particular category that we
there
follow?
There isn't. We're going to like do finance, arts,
business,
politics.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Medical, it doesn't matter. Any genre you can think of, any field from any corner of South Africa. Oh, those are the rules. They have to be South African.
Okay.
It has to be women.
Right.
We've got all those categories going. And also, they have to be alive. I think we must stick with the living. Let's stick with the living.
Cool.
No disrespect to the dead, but I want us to stick to the living. So that, you know why I want us to stick to the living? So that people who don't know these people, they can actually look them up.
Right.
Maybe hook up with them for different reasons.
And give them business.
And give them business, you know? You know, it can work in their favor. And I think that's what we need to do.
Cool stuff.
And I've got some, right now I've got someone in mind already. So I don't know if you want me to start or do you want to start?
So I already have the awesome mama who's featured on the Destiny magazine.
That was going to be my first. Yay. I was thinking of her too.
Right. There you go.
Okay. Fine. Well, let's talk about Mom Esther.
First things first. Obviously, this is a catch-up show because we did say that Rami and I sometimes won't invite guests so that we catch up because, you know, it's important to review. If you have a relationship or any business, it's important to sit down, you know, whatever, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and see how you are doing. To kind of like take stock of where you are as a business. So the same thing, the show will kind of like from time to time, it will just be the two of us where we talk about how the show is doing. And just to catch up, because every time you have visitors, we never really get to talk.
Yes.
You know, because we have to host other people.
Yeah.
So today it's one of those shows.
Yes.
So of course, if you can actually join in the conversation.
And tell
us. You
know,
what are some of your highlights as a listener as well? I mean, you've downloaded our podcast on cliffcentral.com. And also I always encourage people to check out our newsletter. You know, if you don't have a newsletter, go to cliffcentral.com and then just sign up. Our newsletter is actually quite awesome. It has some nice, intelligent, bites that you can actually Land. And of course, our WhatsApp group is 0797482090.
Hey, our Tandama WhatsApp groups.
WhatsApp number, baby. 0797482090. Puleng, send us something. We are going to send you a shout out. And of course, if it's your birthday, happy birthday. If it's your anniversary, happy anniversary. If it's your happy anything, happy anything.
Okay, fine. Yeah. And first in line, we have established that we are in love with Gogo Esther Mahlangu.
So that was woman.
Yeah.
That man.
Now tell us
that Rubio, being.
Tell us about Mom Esther.
Yeah. I think one of the things, one of the highlights that I have about her is her consistency. You know, sometimes we live in a time where you gotta try everything in order for you to try and survive.
Yeah.
You cannot just be an actress and then survive. You know, you gotta sing, you gotta, you know, those are our challenges to this generation. But you look at her, she's been doing that artwork forever.
Forever.
And that's all she's ever done.
Yeah. That's
until,
all she's ever
you know,
done.
She's, so from me, one thing that I learned is she was so consistent. And I always say, do what you love and the right people will find you.
Absolutely.
And one of the best, awesome people found her was BMW.
Yes.
And then, you know, she actually did her first BMW 5 Series.
Yes.
You know,
I think that was in 1990 or 1999.
All I'm saying is she stuck it out.
Yeah.
And look at how she keeps reinventing herself, doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, what can we learn from that, you know?
Okay. So, because since you know me, I'm a historian. Okay. Mama Esther is
History 101.
Yeah. Mama Esther is 81 years old, guys. If you don't know.
And she's on the cover of Destiny.
She's right now, at the moment, she's on the cover of Destiny magazine, Heritage Edition.
Yeah.
She's
I love the shades. 81
years. Yeah. She looks hot, eh? She's 81 years old. Yeah. She is known for her famous Ndebele artwork.
Yeah.
She's actually from Mpumalanga. She's a Middleburg baby.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah,
and so 81. So she was born in 1935. And she started painting when she was 10 years old, actually. That's when she started painting.
That's all she's been doing.
That was like, that is forever, the forever that you've been talking about. So that means she's been painting for 71 years. I think that is incredible.
Yeah.
And and then, yes, the BMW, the first commission near BMW 5 Series was actually in 1991.
Was it 91?
Yeah. It was in 1991. Mm. So she did that one. Mm. And then, I mean, even now, remember, she also did another one recently. And there's a newer one. And she even did a photo shoot with John Legend as well.
Oh.
John Legend was part, they were part of that campaign.
The campaign,
They were campaigning together for the BMW.
Yes.
And not only was that, it wasn't just BMW as well. She also painted the tails of the British Airways planes. I think that was in 97 or 98. That's when she did that.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was about a fleet of, I don't know how many there were, but they were on the tails of the British Airways planes for quite some time. And the very same technique that she did, they even used it for the Fiat 500. Do you know the Fiat 500? That little car?
Yeah.
They did that. She did that as well. So, but all in all, BMW was the first in line.
The one that really stood out as well. And that's the one that I think people would know.
If you see the 7 Series, especially because she did the other 7 Series before.
Yes.
And now she did another one now.
The latest one, yeah.
Hey, those cars, they're just selling. And I mean, I remember the first BMW, the 5 Series, it was bought by someone, but I think they put it in a museum.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
I don't know who bought it and at which museum, but I just remember the story.
Yes.
I just remember the story, and that is Mama Esther Mahlangu. She is one of the most influential,
phenomenal
women that we have. Mm. She's such a gem. She's such a treasure, and as you can see, as you have noticed, I've never seen her wearing anything else except her Ndebele
flamboyancy redefined.
She is the school of cool.
Yeah.
That woman. That like she's got it all. And I think I look at her, I'm like, yo, if I could have such half of the confidence that she has,
yeah,
I will definitely go far.
Yes.
But yeah, and so we have covered the art. Yo, we've covered art now. We're talking about fine arts now.
Okay.
And I think let me find the second person. Yo, we're not gonna do well, eh? We've spoken about Mom Esther for like a good 6 minutes.
But you understand we haven't even exhausted half the things that she has done.
Yeah, but then because we're going down the list, let's do that. Okay.
I've got one.
You say okay, just because
give
I also
me a chance.
No wait,
give
just
me a
because
chance.
I thought Mom Esther as well when you thought Mom Esther.
Yeah.
But that was one to you, so I must come up with my own now. I must come with number two.
Mara, I can't, obviously, so I can't, we're playing.
My number two.
We're playing guess what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, don't guess what I'm thinking. I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
All right.
So number two, now that we've even spoken about destiny, that means I will go straight to Kanye Dromo.
Ah, right.
As my number two.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. And by the way, this is in random order, guys. It's not like one position two.
Yeah.
We just,
this is not politics.
No, it's
to
not
say
politics.
Why are we starting
protocol observed. For me, Kanye Dromo, guys. You know, Kanye Dromo was
why do you stress that, Dromo? It's like Dromo. You need to, you're on radio. Kanye Dromo. You understand? Okay, you're gonna mess the podcast.
I'm baby. Kanye Dromo. Kanye Dromo.
Thank you. You know, it's like when you sing, you wanna mutatle rule.
Leave me alone. Don't be.
You are on radio.
Don't be that girl. Don't be that man.
Okay, right.
Don't be that guy.
Kanye
started as a news anchor. She started as a news anchor. She was reading news, and I was like, I think the first time I saw her, first she was beautiful.
She still is.
No, I know, but I'm saying the first thing that strikes you is how beautiful she is.
Okay.
Then after that, how well-spoken she is.
Mm.
I mean, a lot of people, especially particularly men, enjoyed watching news that was read by Kanye.
The news.
Was a perfect marketing strategy because they always wanted to see that girl, and then she was telling them news. Mm. So they ended up knowing what was happening currently in the country.
Hey, boy,
because Kanye was people were watching news. They were watching news like a soapy because of Kanye Dromo.
Yeah.
And then she started. Then she started working for True Love magazine.
Yes.
And I think that when she was 22 years old, she became the editor of True Love.
Yes.
Yeah, when she was 22 years old. And I also remember that when she became the editor of True Love, the circulation of the magazine went up, it shot up because it was so good seeing a young, feisty,
but more than anything is clever quality content.
Exactly. I mean, it basically doubled.
Mm.
The sales doubled.
Mm.
And then what else has Kanye done? Okay, recently we all know that she has acquired Elle magazine as well. Hello.
But first.
No, I'm just saying recently. Like, Pella, we're talking randomly. Now you want to go by
order. I wanted to do a belated moment.
Okay, do a belated moment. Hey.
Thank you. So, her sacrifice to take time off to go to Harvard and do her MBA.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, how many of us can actually afford to say, I'm making money, I'm going to stop making money, go get an education, come back and make more money.
Yeah.
So the belated moment is when you really believe in yourself and you believe in what you do, you will do anything to make sure it works.
Mm.
That for me was the defining moment. Because remember, after she came back from Harvard, like money just rolled in like crazy.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm.
But then remember, hey, guys, Kanye is a hard worker. Oh, yeah, by the way, a little belated moment there. When she went to study her MBA, that's where she met her husband.
Ah, yes.
Her very, very handsome husband.
Yes.
Yo.
Eh?
Wow.
Education came with beautiful people.
Hey, wait now.
Yeah.
I remember when we were at Black Coffee's wedding, we were sitting at the same table.
Which you forgot to invite me. Thank you.
I'm
still not about that. Okay. I'm very nar. I'm just putting it out.
Okay, fine. When we're at
and this, remember, this podcast is going to be available forever.
Guys, can Romeo focus?
Okay.
When we're at Black Coffee's wedding,
yeah.
I was sitting with Kanye and her husband, ne?
Right.
And his name is Shinezi.
Yeah, because he's Nigerian. But Nigerian, born in the US or something, I think.
Yeah. So he's an American Nigerian.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know when someone is saying something, they're talking to you, and you're looking at them, and you're listening, and you're nodding. But I didn't know what he was saying. I was just looking at him, going like, "Oh my gosh,
he's a beautiful man."
Hey, what can you about Maya? Whatever. Hey, I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
But okay. But anyway, let me focus.
I check out. Pulling said anything there.
No. I don't know. I don't know how to control this thing.
Palisa?
I'm not clever.
How do we check this thing?
Pelabu? I want to already see. I'm touching the screen because I'm used to. I'm trying to scroll down on the screen, guys.
Yeah, so how do we check if somebody is busy saying something?
You must show me where I must hit the refresh button, Pelava Zalwane.
Yes.
Hey? Yeah. You know, people think I'm together and I'm happening. Ah, I saw it now. I saw it. Okay. I saw it.
Yeah, so just check for us if we have any
yeah,
message.
I will tell you. No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, cool.
Not yet. Okay, that part I know. Mm. And then, also, okay, by the way, Shinezi is her second husband, remember?
Yes, yeah, he was married to Dr. Mkize. Is Mkize?
It was. Oh, yeah, Kanyidlo Mkize. Yes, Dr. Cho. You see how you will refer people like,
Yeah.
And then after that, when she also went to Harvard in 2007. Mm. And then she started with, then she founded Ndalo Media. That's her company.
Yes.
Ndalo Media. Mm. It was started in 2007. That was exactly 10 years ago, which is why it was a big milestone when she acquired Elle Magazine, that it was the 10-year celebration.
Are they throwing a party?
For what?
For the 10th year celebration.
No, they're not throwing a party because they bought Elle Magazine.
No, that's where there's going to be a party.
The money of the party. That's where the money for the party went.
So you need to redeem yourself. You didn't invite me to the Black Coffee event, wedding. So if Ndalo throws a party, then you tag along.
Yeah, ne.
Okay, let's continue.
I just
then.
Give up. Okay, fine.
Let's continue.
Fine. Mm. Okay, but ladies and gentlemen, that is Kanyilomo, who is right now running her own company, Ndalo Media, which is now 10 years old. Mm. And she's doing great things. And we are very, very proud of her. Yeah. Let's hear. Who's your third person?
My third is Caroline Stein.
Ah, she doesn't qualify. She's not. I'm kidding. Yes, Caroline Stein.
You did say there's no criteria. What
no, no. Yes, you're right. I'm just joking. Yes, she does qualify.
You leave my Caroline Stein out of this.
But we love Caroline. We love Caroline. You know, I love Caroline. Eh?
Yeah.
Caroline is my person.
So Caroline is a philanthropist, actress, and patron to the arts. And you know, she's actually her debut. I'm not sure if it's her debut, but she was on Generations to come and get everybody to knit the blanket for the 67
so
blankets for Mandela. Yes.
That's so sweet. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So Caroline is also on my list of phenomenal women who, and you don't see where they say she went and got sponsors or whatever. She does this from her own pocket.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is that Caroline is very rich.
No, it doesn't.
Guys, Caroline Stein, Caroline Stein is Caroline Stein.
When are we getting her on the show?
We will. She was not available for July and for August because remember we wanted to either do the Mandela Month celebration or invite her for the Women's Month. Mm. But they were both taken because you know with Women's Month you can never be sure with people who are like Bakodimu, you know, people are all over the place. So you actually want a random day where we don't have weddings, we don't have functions, we don't have banquets and events like that. Mm. Where they should actually just come through and say, I've got 2 weeks off, pick a day and then I will come through. You know?
Right.
But then I have spoken to her a couple of times and I've eaten at a beautiful, beautiful posh restaurant in Stain City.
Are you sure you wanna be doing this right now?
I'm just saying because you brought it up, you started talking about that. But Caroline Stein is the Caroline Stein of Stain City.
You know why I mentioned
her? Beautiful estate that is very, very expensive.
I see now they're also starting a college as well.
Yes. That's
a school,
a college, a hospital.
It's a country. Yes,
it's own a country. When you live in Stain City, there's no need for you to leave the estate. Actually.
You can actually get everything there inside.
And remember, because it is also Stain is for auto in general.
Right building.
Outside the Stain City is auto in general. So most of the employees live in Stain City and walk to work. If you know what I mean, it's right there outside the gate.
Yeah, they're like
levels.
Yeah. So what I like about Caroline is the fact that she has done so much, but she doesn't blow her own horn.
Yeah.
You can never hear her going on TV or radio and talking about what she's achieved. And I mean, did you know that actually she holds an honors degree in speech and drama from the University of from VET actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, she's lived in the United States for 10 years, England for 5 years, and in 2004, she was nominated as one of the most exciting women by the Beverly Hills Sheet.
Hey! Huh?
Very exciting.
I'm a level.
So all I'm saying is that there are people out there that we might not even know or be aware of that are doing some awesome stuff awesome work, and you know, we need to celebrate and acknowledge them. So that's my third.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Yes. Fantastic. Yo, we're doing well, eh? We are doing well.
Yeah.
All right. Now, without trying to get very, yeah. My next one, my next woman would be, I don't know, we did business, ne? We did
just hoi the name.
I know it's random, but then, you know, I think it's like, I think one, when I have another name and then you bring someone up and I'm thinking that genre is kind of covered, let me find someone else, kind of a thing. Okay, I then I would want to find someone
but else. Remember that Kanye is in the print media.
I know
it's a print media slash business.
I hear you. Tourism yeah,
Johanna Mukoki.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did one Kumalo. We can't do another.
Have you done that? Hey,
that's where I was going.
Oh,
My third person would be Vasetsana Kumalo.
Right. So then we kind of like can mix the but in Smashanga ni sangit Johanna Mukoki
and Johanna. Well, Vasetsana Kumalo and Johanna Mukoki, they're sisters. They're sisters. Kwa Kumalo, Johanna Kumalo, le Vasetsana
No.
Makhalimele, Johanna Makhalimele and Vasetsana Makhalimele. Both of them beauty queens.
Yeah.
But as you know, Hore, Vasetsana actually was the one who went on to win Miss South Africa. It was 94. Yes, and she was like the first black Miss South Africa, technically speaking.
Right.
Remember?
Right.
And how Basitsana, when she entered Miss South Africa, she was actually studying Go University of Venda. So she qualified for the pageant as Miss Limpopo.
Right.
Yeah.
So she already had that.
Yeah, she was Miss, because remember the Miss South Africa, when you enter Miss South Africa, you must win your province first.
Yeah.
You must be Miss Gauteng, Miss Limpopo, Miss Free State.
Do those
whatever.
Things still exist now, or is it just
what? No, I think it does. I don't know. No? I'm not. Heshwena. I don't know what's about. Hey, what's all Kesna? Someone must call him.
so you put it out there.
Yeah, just so that I must just like put it out there. And she was actually studying Go University of Venda.
Right.
Basitsana, when she entered Miss SA. And by the way, she did not enter herself. Her mother entered her. Yes, Mama Basi is the one who
talk about parents who are involved in their kids'
people
lives.
Who are like, who are like, well, no, I'm busy. I'm just going to sort it out.
Yeah.
And then She was also, before at Ira Miss Ntwele, Miss South Africa, she was also Miss Soweto.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
Again. And then she was also Miss Black South Africa, guys, when she was 16 years old, before she became Miss South Africa.
Yeah.
I almost said Miss Black, Miss Real Black South Africa. No, before, after she was Miss South Africa. And then when you are Miss South Africa, I mean, automatically you get into Miss World. And she was first runner-up, guys.
Yeah.
Basi has been showing people flames.
Yeah.
Flames
yeah.
from the age of 15.
But also, I think she had a grace or the gift of first, you know?
Yeah.
It's like whatever she does works first.
Does.
You know, not true. Many people can say that about themselves.
No, so, you know, that's right.
One of those rarest people.
Yeah.
And you know, how they embrace opportunities that just come by. Yeah. Whatever she does works.
Yeah.
Whatever business she starts succeeds.
It does all the
talk
time.
Talk about grace. Huh?
I know. But see, what the latter. And by the way, when she was trying to be a teacher, when she was going to University of Venda.
Oh.
She was trying, she was studying about teaching.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is why I think it is easy for her to relate and talk properly.
And she's an awesome speaker.
Have you said under Vasetsana, speaking? Have you watched Basi speaking? She goes, what a ratafat.
She flows. She's got bars for days.
Yeah. And then, and obviously, you know, beautiful things that came with being Miss South Africa as well is that then she went and she joined Top Billing as a presenter first.
Yes.
And now she owns. She owns Top Billing, guys. You know, and I think that is beautiful. And I remember it was like a Jolopile production thing.
Correct,
it was like a company, it was a joint venture with someone. And then now from Jolopile, then she now owns Connect TV.
TV.
Yeah. I mean, those are the people who bring your OPW, Date My Family.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Step in.
Please step in.
Please
yeah.
step in. Yeah.
Yeah. Chishangafa is
no,
as
no,
well.
No, that's not.
Okay. Yeah. But then that's where she is right now. She has made so much money. Yeah. She continues to make a lot of money.
And enters Johanna Mukoki.
And then
they own a tourism company.
And her
company.
Sister, yeah. And then Joanna.
Yeah.
Joanna is more into tourism. She loves that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
and yeah, these guys, they have a fleet of planes, you know, that are flying all over the place as well. You know what I mean? they've managed to collaborate with a couple of businesses where they're like, okay, fine.
Mm.
We want to have our own Kana Baby Chang. I almost said airport. No, they don't want
their own. Maybe that's what they're working on.
Maybe they're working on their own airport,
know.
Ne? Yeah, but then they wanted their own
fleet. Yeah,
old, yeah, yeah. Like Twili. But they've got this thing. I don't know what they call it. But then they've got a beautiful tourism thing happening there.
Mm.
It is up and running. It is making money. When they started, I thought it was a joke.
One of the things I've always wanted to ask the sisters was, how do they sustain businesses for so long? Because they've been running businesses for years, and you never heard stories of them running out or closing shop,
yeah,
or you know, selling off assets or whatever. Unless maybe they do it in secret. But
I think it's also a lot of business ethic. Don't forget, Basitana's parents, they were business people, and when I say business people, they didn't own shops or anything. Mama Basi was nape ya kontong. Kibalo bas paza barita mora kari kabere komo Basitana.
Oh, so they were entrepreneurial.
They've always been an entrepreneurial family, like since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And that those are the lessons and the nuggets. It's just that the girls just took it up to another level altogether, you know. But I remember Basi saying, or, you know, their parents taught them like the value of, okay, if someone is going to buy something, just because you made 50,000 rands that day doesn't mean 50,000 rand is your profit.
Yeah.
Then pay this, pay that.
Yeah.
You know, your normal basic business things.
Yeah.
And I think that's what has made them successful. Mm. So now my question is that, since we went Joanna and Basitana, do they count as number 4 and 5? Or...
I think so, because I mean,
okay,
you understand
that,
Johanna actually is running
the tourism business,
and she's done a good job.
Yeah,
and I mean, you know, it's quite amazing how they are able to separate business and pleasure. You know, they are family, but you know, they work together. You know, usually sibling fights as well.
Yeah,
you know, you never hear any of those stories where you know what they're trying to oust each other.
Yeah,
they're kind of like working harmony.
No, they are. They are the bestest of friends, and that's one of the things that make them work so well. I'm very, very, I'm in so much awe of the relationship that they have.
But let's talk about their health as well. I mean, you look at them, I mean, you won't believe they are over 40. They look so young.
Yeah, Jonah's 43.
Yeah.
And I think Jonah's 41 or 42.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know.
They're like, I think they're like a year apart. I think they're like a year apart.
They are looking so awesome.
Sweetie, it's important to look awesome.
Yeah.
It is important to look awesome. So,
yeah.
Woman number 6, I mean, I think it will be, even if we're saying we are doing this whole thing randomly,
yeah,
it would be a huge mistake if we don't say Tulima Donzela.
Oh, okay.
Fire brand.
Yeah, Tuli for president.
Tuli for president.
Yeah.
Tuli for president.
Mm.
Guys, Tulima Donzela, she's an advocate, sharp, sharp.
Mm.
Ne?
Yeah.
In life.
Yeah.
But she's the former, I almost say she is, she's the former public protector.
Yes.
Of the country.
Mm.
Tuli, guys, is fire. I don't know if, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't know who Tulima Donzela is.
Mm.
And we've just seen her work ethic, the way she held herself with such integrity, with such grace.
Mm.
I mean, she was dealing with hectic stuff, and she managed to just stand her truth in everything that
she's
said.
Really an ethical leader. Yeah.
She is an ethical leader, and I think that's one of the things that just like messed a whole people up, because they just could not believe her. Somebody can be this strong, this firm, and yet be this graceful.
Yeah.
What's that? You know, she speaks so softly and she doesn't raise her voice, which is something that I wish I could have learned from her. Because if I were to speak like this, I would just die. Because now it's like a kobua so. That's how I want to talk.
Yeah.
And even in her little voice, she was still, and she doesn't even open her mouth that big. Mm. She still managed to catch everybody's attention. Like the room would be so quiet because she's only going to say it once.
And you know how frustrating it is to get into an argument with someone like that.
Yes.
You are up in arms, red on the face, and she's so calm.
She's so calm. Like, calm down.
And to understand this, you got to follow her thought process on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, her tweets.
Yeah.
And I think it's like Tulima Donsela 3 or something on her Twitter handle.
Yeah.
And you gotta follow, you know, her thinking, you know, especially when she her posts.
Exactly. I know a lot of people started getting hold of who Tulima Donsela was when she became the public protector.
Yeah.
But she has always been a person with public interest.
Where was she
started with the trade unions.
Yeah, where was she before the
Before she became the public protector.
The celebrity.
She was actually a member, South African Law Reform Commission.
Oh.
And, like, that's where she was. And she was a full-time member.
Mm.
Ne? And then, she was then appointed by Thabo Mbeki, President Thabo Mbeki, to come and do the things.
When do you use former?
Thabo Mbeki appointed to be the South African Law Reform.
No, I'm saying South Africa, like this is I'm posing a question to South Africans.
What are you saying?
When we love certain people, we love certain presidents, we don't say former president, we still call them presidents. What does that mean?
No, in fact, I think former is just, it's used more for formal, conversations.
Mm.
But Nelson Mandela would still be President Nelson Mandela.
Why is
to
that?
Me. Because that's exactly who he was. Because as much as he's the president, Barack Obama is still president. I'm still waiting for people to actually fall in love with saying Donald Trump is the president. But anyway, let's not get into American politics.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I know exactly what you mean. Mm. I know exactly what you mean, and I know exactly what you're saying. But then she was appointed. She's a President Thabo Mbeki, you know,
Allah.
Person, and then obviously our current president, Ngamalala, Msholozi, then appointed her to be public protector from 2009,
right,
in October.
Mm. But she ran her full tenure as well.
She did, She did. She went all out, and for me, it's like it went so quickly.
Mm.
And you know, some of these laws, like you can't be a president for more than 2 terms.
Yeah.
And even as a public protector, you can't go beyond your. Is it? It's also 5 years, I think.
It's mostly 5 years. Yeah.
So you can't like all of a sudden go like, hey, since I've done such a good job, do you think I can stay on for another term? You can't. You have to move on.
Yeah.
And that is quite unfortunate.
But I think the public protector was 7 years.
It was?
Okay. I think so. Because, I mean, Thuli's one ended last year, isn't it? 2016. So from 2009.
All I know is it ended quite soon.
I think it's 7 years. I mean, I stand to be corrected, though.
Okay. Mm.
What are some of your highlights for Thuli? I mean, obviously, you've met Thuli. You've dined with Thuli.
Yes.
Thuli came to your house, you know.
Gosh. Like, why are you even going there? No,
but that's how cool. We never talk about you a lot.
Wait. Ish. No, it's not
you don't
like
want me to tell people how you declined the president's tea invitation. That's how rumors started.
Guys, you mustn't believe a word Romeo is saying. Please.
Yeah.
No, you mustn't. Thuli didn't come to my house, but we went to the Jonah Matrade show.
She's on your speed dial, I know. Okay, fine. Keep talking.
You know, people actually listen to these things.
No, they do. You are on her speed dial.
I'm going to ignore you. Okay, let's not talk about. Do you know we are only on number 6?
Yeah, well, I mean,
we've got 4 other people.
The beauty of Women's Month is you can never exhaust how awesome our women are.
Yeah.
You can never exhaust. I mean, there is so much phenomenal women we haven't even touched. I mean, we haven't even asked the listener if there's anybody they want us to talk about.
No.
Or in fact, anybody they feel deserves to be mentioned. You see, there's a lot. So trust me, we can talk. We could, if we wanted, we could just exhaust one. I mean, we spoke about Esther Matlang. We could exhaust her, if you know, and talk about everything from her childhood, her struggles, and how she found herself. We can.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I agree with you. I agree with you when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Arafetoko Mamthuli, because now we've sorted that out.
Right.
So what's your next person?
No, the thing is, I mean, I'm kind of like happy with what we've spoken about, because I wanted us to get to other things.
What other
belighted things? Belighted is turning one in October.
I know, but then, like, can we do the, I said top 10. I didn't say top 6.
We are still on
we are on number 6, so we've got four other ladies that we need to go through.
Yeah. Okay, you go this year.
Well, I think we can add Wendy Luhabebe.
Okay. Wendy Luhabebe, yeah?
Yeah, well, she's a business person as well.
Yeah.
She turned 60 just the other day. In May, she was turning 60.
Yeah, but she looks young.
I emceed her birthday party.
You were there, so I saw you even sang with, I think, at the birthday party.
Yes, yeah. I was emceeing. And, yeah.
You even raised some money.
Yes,
there.
We raised money.
Yeah.
About 400,000. And
just measly 400,000. Huh?
Yeah, just
you
like.
Speak like it's just change. That's a lot of money.
No, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But when my rooms are all right, was it?
No, but you cannot shy away from the spotlight, because the spotlight is you. See, you can't.
Yeah, well, what can we say?
I'll get poetic on you right now. So
okay,
don't get
me
started.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, okay, let's start. Let's start with
Wind.
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't said anything about Wind. Yeah, so
Wind Luhabe is actually a Joburg baby as well.
Basitan
and Jonathan, the Soweto kids.
Yeah.
When Mom Wendy Luhabe was born in Davidton.
Oh, Israel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kana baby Jang, there's a nice nickname that they use for Davidton, man. Ish. What's that? Actually, Viliki Pale.
Oh.
You know, so Shanguve, so Shavare.
There's a Davidton. I forgot
the word. There's a Davidton, what? Next thing, like, if you tell me wrong, then I've got the Davidton people wanting to not happy with me.
Yeah.
What I like about Mom Wendy is that she has always been passionate about women issues.
Right.
Even as a business person. Uh-huh. And don't forget, she's done anything and everything you can think of.
Yeah.
She is more to like private companies and public companies. She did a lot of work. She was like, she did, remember there was this campaign, Bridging the Gap, which was in 1991. It was a consulting firm. It would like, they were dealing with corporate equation, like preparing young black South Africans to be, how to enter the business world, or how to enter the work world. Like, you're a first time working, you're employed.
Mm.
How do you do that?
Mm.
And then also they were helping with, she was also part of the people helping new black companies.
Mm.
To, you know, like the startup.
Yeah.
Now you're a black company, now that a whole lot of red tapes have been cut off, and then everyone now has the ability to open their new businesses, their own businesses. That's when things like BEE were kicking in and all of that. She was part of those people who say, come guys, we got you, we're going to help you.
Yeah.
Your serious, your spaza shop now can be turned into something serious, into a real business. You can get to register, can get. So she was doing all of that. I remember that campaign was called Bridging the Gap. And
how long ago was it? It was
1991 when they started Bridging the Gap, because remember there were already talks.
Yeah.
There were already talks since immediately after Nelson Mandela was released. People now, there was already some economic change, a transformation in Yana happening there.
Yeah.
And they wanted to prepare a whole lot of black businesses to say, now here's an opportunity. The freedom that you are getting as well comes with a few things that have been now been allocated to you, that have been they're not easily accessible.
Yes.
But then we don't want you to walk in there blindfolded without knowing what you're supposed to do.
Mm.
And that has always been one of the passions that Mamwendi Luhabe was all about.
Mm.
That's what she liked doing.
For me also, the fact that there is so many people that she touched, especially women, that she empowered,
that she created opportunities for.
Yeah.
I don't know any successful woman who wouldn't mention Wendy Luhabe an influence or as a door opener of note.
True.
And I think it goes back to what I was saying earlier. We live in a time now where everybody is in it for themselves. You know, you don't find people who will take a stranger by hand and actually, you know, open a door for them without them wanting something in return.
That is absolutely true, because even at her birthday party,
which you attended.
Yeah, you keep stressing. A lot of business women came through to that party. And even the people that spoke, young and old, they were just saying how she had given them opportunities. Carolyn was there as well.
Yeah,
was there. People like Phuthi Mahanyele.
Yes.
You know? Mm. People like... a lot of business people. People like Rami Tshweni.
Yes, thank you.
You know?
How do you give love you haven't experienced? Yes.
But they were, the room was so full. Like Joanna Mukoki was there. Yeah. Like, they were there.
Mm.
They were there, and all of them couldn't stop praising how Mama Wendy opened opportunities for them.
But also, one thing that you also learn from that, your invitation and people's RSVPs contributes to how they see you.
Yeah.
So when you find big people, people who would cancel meeting or you know, just to attend, because I think the event was during the week.
Yes, it was during the week,
and during office hours.
Yes, it was.
And it was packed. Shows how when you contribute to people's lives without any ulterior motives.
Wow.
When you do things like this, you see the overwhelming response you get.
You are so on the money.
Mm.
I think it was on a Wednesday.
Where do I send the invoice?
It was on a Wednesday during the day.
Mm.
There were a couple of people who I've got my two, whatever they were saying. I remember there was a particular lady who was also going to speak.
Mm.
And then she came to me and said, can I speak earlier?
Mm.
Because she was flying out to Kenya.
Yes.
That afternoon.
Mm.
You know, and everyone, and then there were people who, we started at 10.
Mm.
But there were people who came in like Kabuma 11, because, you know, doctors, a lot of doctors were there. Someone had just delivered twins.
Yes.
But people... dropped whatever they were doing and they showed up.
Yes.
And they showed up.
Because
it's Wendy Luhabe.
Mm.
And of course, the beautiful Wendy Luhabe is married to Mr. Mbazima Shilowa.
Yeah.
And Mbazima, he spoke well. He did the things there. I don't know what he said to her, but clearly.
Yeah.
He said something right.
Big up to Shangani men.
Yeah, no, he's
moving right along.
Yeah, no, yeah, well, yeah. Don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. But Mama Wendy, she is rated as, she's within the top 10 richest women.
Yeah.
I think it's in Africa.
In Africa, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Onale Chalete.
Yeah, no, she's moneyed.
She is moneyed, and most of that money goes back into helping black businesses.
Yes.
And even on the day, even after we raised that money, randomly, she still pledged money out of her own pocket, saying that she needed to... There were also students there, like a table of students who were coming
young
from
girls.
Because she's also part of the...
Yeah.
Of BOASA, Black Women Association of South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they take young girls to school, especially who wants to be chartered accountants. She's very passionate about accounting and business finance and all of that.
Mm.
So she's taking quite a number of students to school.
Yes.
Yeah.
And nobody knows about this.
Yeah, well, that's why we're here.
When you want to know, go attend her function.
Okay.
You will understand exactly what we're talking about.
All right. Okay. Yeah. And then number 8.
Hmm? Hey, I'm out.
How can you be out? Okay. Dr. Makosi Khoza.
Huh. Politics.
Okay. I don't personally know Dr. Makosi Khoza.
But trust me, you know enough.
No, I don't actually.
No, all I'm saying is her work speaks volume.
Yes.
You don't
yes,
know her
yes.
personally, but you know enough.
Yeah.
When her name is mentioned, I'm sure you are able to say something.
True.
She makes a working wig fashionable.
But wig ya gaga tona la tigom. Ngati wig yaga gracious.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a member of parliament.
Yeah.
She's a member of parliament. And she was
yes.
also serving as chairperson of the portfolio committee on yeah. public service and yeah. administration.
Mm.
We all know the politics that went down with that last week. Then she was I don't know what's the word, she was fired or she was, because she didn't step down, they actually
She was dismissed.
Mm. And what I admire about Makosi Khoza is that in spite of all of that happening, she was one of the few people who managed to stand up and basically voice their opinion and say she believes that with the way politics are going, we're going to end up in the gutter. And she chose to not sing for her supper because, you know, when she's dismissed as the chairperson of the portfolio committee, that is also a salary out of her pocket because I think that already, that's 400,000.
350,000 off
her annual salary.
Mm.
I mean, for me, I would just like faint and just go like, oh, I can't believe it. Where did my mouth land me? But she still chose to stand firm.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Mm.
And what I like is that she does not even insult. She stands on her truth.
Yeah.
And then she stands by it and she swears by it.
Mm.
And she didn't let anything deter her or confuse her or distract her.
Mm.
Because once you start talking, when someone is ready, willing and able to stand for the truth,
yeah.
irrespective of what they stand to lose.
Mm. Imagine this headline. When ethics lose you money.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, yes, ethics lost her money.
Yeah.
And she was fine with that.
Mm.
And I believe that we need more people like that. Those are the people.
So the question is,
we are being led. Those
do
are
you
the
sacrifice your clear conscience
yeah.
for money? Or do you stand for the truth, even if it means standing alone?
Yeah, true. Mm. Exactly. Mm. So I think that's one of the things that makes her to be part of my top 10.
You see, I told you we won't even get to 10.
Okay, no, nine. Can't he, but
it's time up.
No, it's
we need
not.
To go.
It's okay, fine. But then we can slot two more names. I would like to slot in Siwongile Khumalo.
Ah, the mamzo.
Yeah. she's always been the beautiful singing diva who studied classical music. She sings opera, and then she also sings jazz. What I like about Mam Siwongile Khumalo is
and
that
classical.
She has opened. I said classical.
No, you said opera.
I said she studied. Classical.
Like I was going to argue about this. We need to close the show.
Yeah. So leave me.
You said opera.
Listen. Shh. Your names are done. So let me speak.
No, I had one more.
No, you don't. And what I like about Mam Siwongile Khumalo is that she's always had a platform to open doors for young musicians.
Yeah.
People like Bunoku Kanya Dlamini, people like Gloria Bosman, people like Judith, for instance. Like there's just who are also now established musicians in their own right, you know.
Mm.
And she has just opened those doors, those platforms. She traveled with them. She works with them. She mentors them. Right now, we even have a younger generation, people like Lindiwe Maxolo, people like Tribute Bedi Mboweni.
Yes.
You know, those are the people that, you know, Siwongile Khumalo, they look up to Mam Siwongile and say, this is the woman who mentored us. This is the woman who just gave us. I mean, they look at her in awe. They are just amazed by all the beautiful things that she has done. And of course, she's one of the biggest contributors in the South African music and worldwide as well. And we can't let that go to pass. Mm. Okay, my last name. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make it 10. Definitely make it 10. Mm. I would like to close the show by saying one of the most powerful women I've ever come across in my life to date, it has to be Winnie Mandela.
Ah.
And what an icon. There is so much we can say about Winnie Mandela that it needs another show altogether.
Mm.
But if you followed Winnie, if you followed her, in fact, Dr. Makosi Khoza reminds me of Winnie Mandela, how defined she was, how she stood her ground, how in charge she would be, you know.
Mm.
Even when people say, no, but you're a woman, you can't do that. She went ahead, she took the reins and she led.
Mm.
And she was just...
And a friendly reminder, by the way,
she was just
both you and I attended her 80th birthday.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We did, and we
hint,
had
hint,
fun.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint what?
Close the show.
Okay, I am closing the show. But guys, that has been Belighted, and that has been our random top 10 women. If we come back next week, we could actually do more. There's so many phenomenal women that live and walk amongst us, and we celebrate each and every one of you. May the rest of Women's Month be amazing to you. May it be kind to you, and may your faith and the gracefulness that you are carry you through in spite of each and everything that you are facing. And I wish you well. And guys, that has been Belighted. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.